This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. This is our Senior Solutions section, and I want to talk about preparing your home for sale and what is the process that we take our clients through. Meaning, after you've decided who you want to hire as your real estate agent, you know, then you're committed. Now you have a relationship with somebody that you're expecting is going to guide you through the preparation of the sale, getting it onto the market and getting it up and getting top dollar and getting all the way through to closing. You may be Mr. and Mrs. Perfect Clean and your house is impeccable and you need no help in preparation. But let me show you an example through this radio show of a house that was not in that position. In fact, we were called in and I met with a family, five kids, selling mom and dad's house. And dad, who was 93 or so when he passed away, and mom was close to that age when she passed, you know, they had kept their house up. It was not that it didn't function and that there were leaks or problems with the roof and that kind of thing. It's just that the home was not updated in many, many areas. So here's the pricing consideration. The home in fixed up condition, average condition with what else is being sold in the neighborhood, would probably capture about $825,000. But that would take redoing a couple of the bathrooms and redoing multiple other pieces in the property in order to capture that kind of number. Without doing everything that needed to get done and without prepping and leaving the house with all the painting work, the carpet, the floors, and the bathrooms the way that they were, and the exterior the way that it was, which was really neglected after many years, even though there were no problems with, you know, trees growing up through the roof and stuff like that. It was more just lots of repairs in the bathrooms, the interior painting work, and so on. Probably the house would sell for around $710,000, maybe $720,000, okay? Now, the spread I want you to think about is, if you're going to put in money with a contractor, you want to make $2 back for every dollar that you put in. So I brought in a general contractor that I work with quite a bit named Jose Garcia, and Jose works with a company called FixShine that is a licensed, insured, and bonded company that I've been working with for a dozen years, and he's great. He gives a straightforward proposal. He does his work on time. He's humble. But he, you know, he's also kind and has a nice smile and speaks well. You know, he's just a good guy. So so Jose comes out and I walk through the home with Jose and with the homeowner, the one homeowner, which is one of the kids, to look at what needed to get done. And we spent a good hour walking through and addressing, pulling carpets, putting hardwoods in the living room and dining room to match then hardwoods that were in the family room and office and so on the first floor, taking the tile out of the foyer, which was funky, early 1980s tile, upstairs, replacing all the carpets, not replacing the bathrooms, but updating and framing the existing mirrors. In other words, you have big mirrors that were put in the early 70s when the house was built. We simply were building a frame around the outside edge to give it a newer feel to it. Replacing the towel bars and replacing the toilet paper holder and that kind of thing. And then replacing the floor in one space, but in another space, not, because the tile, even though it was done in 73, has a scallop kind of a look to it, is really in right now. So instead we just clean the grout there and focus more on, again, towel bars, replacing the commode with comfort height and changing out the vanity. And again, framing those mirrors. When all was said and done, the bid that we got from Jose was around $37,000-$38,000. And that was in line with where we wanted to be in terms of our numbers. But as I walked through each part of the estimate on behalf of my client, called Jose on the phone, I gave him my number, which is me as the agent representing the seller. I said, Jose, this seems high. This portion of the interior painting work, it seems like it's high by about $1,800. Here's what I see. Why is it at this number? And Jose and I went kind of back and forth, and we talked about the carpets, and we talked about the bathroom repair. And essentially, I went through the negotiation on behalf of the seller. Even though I work with Jose consistently, I went through the negotiation process for my client to get the price down on all the miscellaneous work and the exterior work and so on. And I attempted to get about a $5,000 reduction, which was significant, from 37 to around 32,000. But there were additional things that we decided, the seller and I decided, that we wanted Jose to bid on, that that ultimately, here's the deal. We negotiated the price. It was 37. We were trying to get to 32. We ended really up at about $36,000 all in, but we added about $2,000 to $3,000 of additional work. So he negotiated through the process. And I'm just explaining this because as you're listening to the show and you're thinking about, I don't want to have to deal with the negotiation. I don't trust my knowledge. I don't know whether it's a fair price or not. And I, you know, I could call three different contractors in, but I don't even know if the cheaper guy's going to do a terrible job, you know, that kind of thing. So fiduciary duty, that's the key element of what I'm communicating, because your real estate agent has the same agency relationship with you as your husband or your wife has with you if you're married. You're responsible as the realtor, not just to represent the client to get the price that they hope to get, but also to represent them in all aspects, which is the photography. If the photos stink, get new photos. If you're not representing the house correctly in what you're describing, then correct it. If you're getting estimates, then go to battle for the client. So I just want to share, because in the prep process, for those of you who are downsizing, or in this case, it's an estate sale, my goal is for each one of the agents in my group, like Helen Flynn, who's just a wonderful real estate agent who works primarily in Northern Virginia for our team. She does an excellent job of going to bat for our clients. So does Jim Beckley and Debbie Zeck. And we have a new agent who's just joining our group named Tayo, who I'm so happy has joined us. She works out of Southwest DC in our group. And we've got a wonderful team of real estate agents, Kathy and Steve, and I could keep going with Robert and others. We're all experts in real estate. And whoever you get from my group who comes to your home is going to look out for you and be focused on serving your best interests from the beginning, from the first interview, through your decision to hire us, through getting the estimates for work that need to get done, through handling the home inspection and saying, no, we're not fixing things that don't need to get fixed, to making sure all the numbers are fine and that you get the funds after settlement. Real estate is a service business, and it's about your confidence in the person that you're hiring to lead you from the beginning through the middle and to the end, whether you're buying or selling. And that is what the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster will do with excellence for you. Our important conversations are the ones that we have in the midst of the contract, in the midst of the negotiation, in the midst of price consideration, where you're not understanding, and we're giving you the time necessary to understand why we've come up with what we recommend. I like to say it this way, and I even put this in my listing agreement, that one of the hallmarks of our relationship is obedience. It's kind of funny when it comes up, because people go, obedience, really? So you have to obey me, like my dog. And I laugh, and they laugh, and the wife always says, well, that if you do that, you'll do more than my husband. And I chuckle, you know, because at the end of the day, it really is about your real estate agent telling you what they think and then doing what you ask. And that's what we do. And that's what the Seniors Solutions team, whether you're buying or selling a house, first timers or fifth timer or 20th timer, when it comes to owning real estate, will give you good guidance. Call us today if you're getting ready to sell and you want some help. 800-900-9104. Remember, last month, April, we sold 20 homes. Folks, we know how to sell them. We know how to get great prices. And our average home sells in 10 days or less at 100% of asking price. Forget all those guarantee buy things that really, who cares? If you're going to get the price you're asking, what value does somebody's guarantee that offers you 70% of what their list price is? What is that value? No, it's nothing. Well, go to ericstewartgroup.com to sign up for that. Or if you want to check out our webinar this week, it's the How to Buy or Sell Real Estate in the COVID-19 Pandemic webinar. Sign up at ericstewartgroup.com. Our toll-free number, 800-900-9104. Well, that's a wrap. I've run out of time. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.